Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We started this week in the red across the board here with corn, beans, and wheat all closing lower. Corn was down 8 to 9 cents, so quite a disappointing start there. And then soybeans led the way to the downside, down 20 to 25 cents. July 14.90 down 25.5, and November at 12.40.5 down 25.25, and then Kansas City wheat futures July the front month down 6.75, 7.38.25, and then Chicago wheat down 12. It was a bit surprising that we were lower across the board, but it's just a continuation of what we've been seeing over the last few weeks. These hedge funds, which are caught long in here, all getting kind of squeezed out of their long positions and adding to it. Friday's commitment of traders report showed that they're still long traditional funds, long 24,000 wheats, over 200,000 corn, and about 130,000 beans. And then index funds are long across the board too, long 98,500 wheat, 280,000 corn, about 87,000 beans. So if they continue to get out of long positions, we could see some additional down pressure just on pure fund liquidation. But the overall moisture and rain forecast over the next couple of weeks, and then what we received over this weekend, is really negative to anything that's going to be growing this summer.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Looking at reports, we had an export report released this morning. Wheat was a little bit disappointing here. We're looking for 450 to 575. Came in at 507,000, so right in line with expectations. Corn was just a touch positive, actually, despite being down 8 to 9 cents. Came in at 1.16, and they're looking for 900 to 1.12. So that was on the top side, or 46 million bushels relative to 39 million estimated. And then soybeans were disappointing, or on the low end. They're looking for 75,000 to 175,000 metric tons. It was released at 89,269. In bushels, that's 3 million bushels. They're looking for 4 to 5 million bushels. The other thing we'll be looking at 3 o'clock is that crop progress report. We're anticipating somewhere around 85% planted on the corn plantings. The five-year average is 88, so we're right in line. And keep in mind that most of the time the first acres planted are the best acres and the last are the worst acres. So the majority of the good crop, the good high-yielding stuff, is probably already in the ground. Bean planting number is 55%, also in line with progress. So that comes out at 3 o'clock. The other thing on it is the winter wheat condition, which was not expected to improve or decrease.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down 70 cents at 135.60. August feeders were up 65 at 193.50. And June lean hogs were down 35 cents on the day at 116.50. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 6¾ cents at 7.38¼. Chicago July wheat down 11½ at 6.41 even. Chicago July corn down 8¼ at 4.69¾. And July soybeans finished down 26¾ cents at 14.88¾. July cotton was down 134 points at 84.97 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.